The powerful winter storm in early February dumped more than a foot of snow in parts of New York and New England. It brought a wintry mix of rain, sleet, and snow to our region, and frigid conditions all the way to Texas. Power lines were downed, flights canceled, and schools closed. And of course, this wasn't the first major snowfall of 2022. The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant reports that these weather events are exposing how climate change is costing businesses in Pennsylvania and elsewhere.
When the second winter storm of the year hit parts of Pennsylvania, Ohio, and elsewhere, all kinds of stores, like ProSource Wholesale Flooring of Akron, couldn't do business as usual.
The largest thing for us was our deliveries. People just don't run a lot of semi-trucks when it's storming like that.
Store manager John Reinert says business slowed way down. Deliveries got pushed into the next week. Few customers visited the showroom, and employees couldn't get to work one morning.
They've been crazy. I'm turning 30 in April. I've never seen anything like it in my life.
At Samuel & Sons in Hermitage, north of Pittsburgh, the early February storm exacerbated problems brought on by the pandemic. The company supplies metal products used by truck and plane manufacturers and by the oil and gas industry. Jessica Rouse says it used to take mere days to get stainless steel products processed for their customers. Since COVID, it can take months. They're also down to only one truck driver from five or six. The day before the winter storm hit, Rouse and her coworkers were scrambling, calling and emailing the suppliers and trucking companies they work with.
Are you running anybody tomorrow? Should we expect a delivery from you tomorrow? What happens if we don't open? Who can we call to let you know right away so you don't send out a guy and he can possibly get stuck or hurt or whatever?
Several cities in the northeastern U.S. have seen record-setting snows in recent years. It might seem contradictory to think that global warming will create historic snowfalls, but not to Jessica Spaccio. She's a climatologist with the Northeast Regional Climate Center, part of NOAA.
We're also seeing not just an even warming, but we're seeing, more extreme events and changes in variability in our weather.
It's thought that when Arctic temperatures warm, the pressure system around the North Pole weakens. She explains that this changes how the jet stream behaves. Instead of holding tight around the pole, it loosens.
And as that pressure system weakens, that's when the jet stream can become more wavy, and we see those patterns here. And with the more waviness in the jet stream, that's how we can get those cold temperatures dipping down, like when we see Texas getting snow and freezing temperatures.
And there's another factor in the northeastern U.S., the warming Atlantic Ocean adds to the amount of moisture in the air.
And so that's this big heat source and water source. And so with that being warmer, that provides more energy and more moisture available for these storms. So there is more snowfall associated with those.
It's not clear how costly winter storms will be as the climate changes. Adam Kamens is director of economic research for Moody's Analytics. He says winter storms don't cause the same type of damage as wildfires and hurricanes, like Hurricane Ida, which hit the mid-Atlantic region last summer. It caused an estimated $17 to $24 billion in damages in the region to vehicles, infrastructure, and property, according to Moody's. Whereas the highest cost for the most severe snowstorms has been $5 to $10 billion. And Kevin says that's from lost output.
So we're looking, for example, if people can't get to work for a couple of days, if the power goes out and they can't get their jobs done, what is the daily output associated with a given economy? And for how long is the economy sort of out of commission?
Kevin says working from home during the pandemic is reducing those kinds of losses.
A generation ago, if there was a significant snowstorm and you couldn't get to the office, you're not getting much done for a few days. And now life goes on. Maybe the kids are home, and that's a little bit of a disruptor, but it's not a game changer.
But people who transport steel, sell wholesale carpeting, and work in factories can't do much of their work online. And that's where productivity is lost during snowstorms. Kamens doesn't think many businesses like this are thinking about climate change in their day-to-day operations. But it's a top-level concern for other sectors, like finance.
There's been a marked shift in the last couple of years where risk mitigation around climate change is now really central to their planning.
Kamens says despite the politics around climate change, there's an acceptance setting in the private sector about the need to prepare for it. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.